The doctors, they can't really do it. They'll just roll pills at you till you go goofy with that. And I'm not knocking all prescriptions. I'm really not. I'm not a doctor. But I know that there's a way out of this thing that's worked for millions and millions of people and their families that involves only the taking of steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And preachers, psychologists, psychiatrists, all kinds of people would give their right arm to be able to do what you can do with an alcoholic or the family of an alcoholic. I heard when Lois Wilson, the last surviving member of that two families that got together and started all this, Bill had died and Bob had died and I can't think of her name, Smith. Yeah, Ann Smith had died. And she was the last one. And she was in hospital and they had her in intensive care and they thought that she was surely going to die in the very near future. And the general manager of Alcoholics Anonymous in New York went out to see her. And he went in and talked to her and they let him visit. And he told her, he said, I'm here today because I want to thank you for Alcoholics Anonymous and all the people you helped save. And she couldn't talk, but she had tubes in her throat and mouth, and she had a little pad. She picked up the little pad and wrote, "Not me, God." And he said, "You got me. That's right. I know that. But you were his agent." And she wrote, "And so are you. And so are all of you. We got it. To whom much is given, much is expected. I know you can only handle 2,000 people in here, but you could have another conference here. Have another one. Have another 2,000. There's plenty of drunks out there. Go find them. Don't wait for them to come to you. Hunt them. It's open season on drunks." And I hear people say all the time, "Well, I can't do that because I might mess them up." Don't worry about screwing up drunks. They're already screwed up. And their families don't know what the hell's going on. You heard two great Al-Anon talks today. All the alcoholics here ought to heard those talks, but I didn't like to hear them when I first heard them, particularly when my wife made one. Because we don't want to hear what harm we caused. But the opportunity is there for all of us to be of maximum service to God and our fellow man. And again, I want to thank you for letting me be here. And I've talked too long, I'm sure, but I guess I had to say what I had to say. So God bless and come to Texas.